Hello, this is Shirley Gutkowski, your host of CrossLink Radio, where we integrate oral and systemic health. This is one of the episodes in our series that was recorded at the Academy of Applied Myofunctional Sciences Congress in Chicago in March of 2017. This episode is sponsored by Clear, makers of a xylitol nasal spray, which helps open the nasal airway.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, or other reasons. That's when you need Clear Saline Nasal Spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. Xylitol makes Clear much more effective than simple saline at washing away congestion, so it's better and faster than wimpy saline sprays at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. Go wash your nose. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray at CVS, Rite Aid, Whole Foods, Walmart, and other retailers, or clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Okay, and so today we have with us Rhonda Collier, who is the president and CEO of MyoMade Easy. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, Shirley.
We met a long time ago, but you were probably meeting a lot of people that day. It was in 2014. It was 3 months after my life changed completely.
Oh, wow.
I attended the American Academy of Physiological Medicine and Dentistry group meeting that Mark Moeller insisted that I attend, and I was shocked and blown away. And the day that we met was during my first level training with Joy in LA or someplace down there.
Oh, wow. Sounds like we maybe ought to interview you.
It was an eye-opener. I don't know that I have like really big things for myself, but because my kids were exhibiting every single symptom that they had been talking about at that meeting. So that was pretty dramatic. So people are also a myofunctional therapy success story, and Joy has you talking often about your experiences and what happened with you. So let's kind of go into that a little bit. When did you notice that there was a problem, or how far back can you trace it to, I guess might be more accurate?
Right. Yeah. Well, this is a long one. It was a dark and stormy night. It goes right back as researchers like Kevin Boyd, dynamic researchers, are looking back, probably in utero. But we will start with the part that I remember. I had a tonsillectomy as a very young child, probably the age of 5 or 6, breathing issues then. It was apparent that I was a mouth breather by photographs and things at that time. So there wasn't thumb sucking, but my mother reported that I sucked on my first two fingers, the index finger and middle finger, for a while. Regardless, it ended up with a nice overjet. So that was naturally corrected in the 70s with braces and retruding the maxilla. So there I was in my Lisa Simpson headgear getting my teeth straightened, which was all well and good. Got through high school, only there seemed to be a lot of pressure on my jaw. Lots of TMJ issues started to manifest in my 20s. My ex-husband started to report that I was snoring. As I'm quick to point out, that's not the reason he's my ex-husband.
He had his own faults.
Yeah, that would be another show, Shirley. But nevertheless, the issues were mounting up. My dentist was also indicating that there was too much pressure on too few teeth and I was going to have to do something about it. The things that I was living with were jaw pain, and chewing gum became obsolete. And when that nice crusty bread basket would go around the table at a restaurant, I just have to keep passing it because there was no way I could chew on that.
Wow.
I did have the traditional or classic popping and clicking, but it was more the pain and all these other extenuating symptoms that you don't always think about when you come to TMJ issues, which is actually what they coined it then. That then became the journey as what's known in my house as Pandora's box, my mouth. I went from orthodontist to orthodontist, and everyone seemed to have their own really creative solution. One guy literally filed my teeth side on the lateral to try to push them together in some odd way. Another guy gave me an appliance that further erupted my back molars, so my bite was even more open, making things 1,000 times worse, more pressure on the back teeth. Yeah, it was unbelievable. And all the time I was just rotating in and out of these orthodontist office back to my dentist, who would go, look, you're going to have to look at surgery. Obviously, my nice, tidy bite had totally relapsed. And I just kept going, nope, not going to do that. Uh-uh, not cutting my face up. So on it went, and more orthodontists and more ridiculous efforts to try to address the situation until finally I relented and went ahead with orthognathic surgery. So we braced up once again, upper and lower, so that's number two, and went ahead with the surgery. Jaw wired shut 6 weeks. Things seemed to go well. Could not wait to get out of the braces. Finally got out. Couldn't wait to take a nice big bite of a burger or something. Came home. My muscles had atrophied so much I couldn't even open enough to get barely scrambled eggs in there. It was gut-wrenching. And I'm like, really? Is this really happening to me? But the darkest day, I think, which I like to share with the classes, is I went for my post-op, and he takes a good hard look at me and says, you know, I wish I'd taken a couple more millimeters.
Ah!
Can you believe that?
I wish this was more science than art, right? Oh, my God.
I know. Ugh. I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm still numb at this point. I still am. I tried acupuncture. I tried nerve stimulation, stem
and
machines,
all this
everything.
Is free, right?
Oh, yeah, not costing a dime. Uh-uh. Not bleeding that kid's college fund or anything. Oh, my God. And it was, you know, I still am numb. I don't dare put on lipstick without a mirror, or I'd go all down my chin and all over the place. Because there's still numb tissue right there on the left side of my lower lip. Anyway, so we moved past that. I heal as best as I can. I had to go see speech pathologist just to get the muscular tissue to, you know, pull out of the atrophied state that it was. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I sought out acupuncture just to try to get sensation back. I did everything I could, go trotting along with life thinking I can finally get out of that permanent parking place at my orthodontist office. And lo and behold, boom, open bite again. And he said, you know what? We're going to have to have braces on you again. I'm like, what?
How did you not call him a charlatan or a butt wipe or something? I mean, I can't even imagine. I was talking to a dentist a couple of months ago, and he was talking about PTSD in patients that have had a lot of dental work. And mm-hmm. I sure see exactly what he's talking about. And you're an example of how that happens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was traumatic. It dominated a lot of my life because you don't think about, I mean, we're so trained to think about orthodontia as being teeth straight.
Mm-hmm.
We don't think about it in correct swallowing, chewing, breathing, sleeping. And in those days especially, thank God information is flowing now where we're sort of raising the awareness. But even just 10 or 20 years ago, we didn't know what we know now. And so I didn't have the knowledge to call him a charlatan.
So Rhonda, I was wondering about that too. Are we talking about 1950 or 1960?
I'll tell you what, when I think of what I went through, it felt like 1850.
Yeah, really?
But it wasn't. No, we're talking about the 1990s, Shirley. It's
that
amazing how much. Mm-hmm. The 1990s.
Wow.
And growing up, that was the 70s.
Oh, sure.
And even then, the impact that these disorders make, I had the long, narrow face. I was classic, the high arch, the mouth breathing, the low tongue posture. And you know what? I got teased. I got called olive oil.
Oh, boy.
Stick out your tongue. And yeah, it was really tough. And you don't think about the impact on a child's self-esteem to grow up in that. And there's certain sort of stigma that follows people that look a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt it. I felt the sting of that. And I wonder if I hadn't had that nice little smashed in long, narrow face look, how maybe different my life would have gone.
Mm-hmm.
My self-perception as well as anything else going forward. But back to the remedy, when I relapsed a third time, I could actually clench my teeth and stick out my tongue at the same time. So I just about had it. And when you talk about, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder, I was probably a really good candidate,
mm-hmm.
because the orthodontist finally said, you need to go see a myofunctional, orofacial myofunctional therapist. I'm an orofacial what? And no, I'm not going anywhere else. I've had it with this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, my retirement, my future children's college funds, everything has gone into my mouth. And, you know, it was just horrifying. So it was Joy Mohler that I finally did arrive at her doorstep. And she will even tell you, I went in with some reluctance. she kind of creatively puts it. It's like, I can't believe I'm in one more office. So what's this going to do?
Yeah.
Wow. But it did. I stuck it out. I did it. And what I love about myofunctional therapy is that it is a lifelong process. It's not a sort of graduate and you're done and everything goes on. I can feel to this day, Shirley, when I get stressed and there's a lot of pressure and the clenching begins or my tongue starts to press forward, boom, I know exactly what to do. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that's what my experience is with the patients that I've had too, is that after a certain point, they just kind of do these exercises I hate to call them exercises, but that's the easy
mm-hmm.
word. They just do them kind of on their own, and they recognize when their face isn't moving exactly right. So the earlier, the better. Right.
I mean,
you were already
well
into your 20s at this point. Am I right?
Oh, no, we're well into our 30s by now.
Well, you had a lot of habits to break, and you had a lot of neural pathways to reestablish, and you've had interferences with the surgery and with the braces. I was a member of now the defunct World Congress of Minimally Invasive Dentistry, and their motto was "There's no dentistry like no dentistry," and I'm telling you, this is exactly what myofunctional therapy is about.
Wow, I haven't heard of that organization.
Sorry
to hear it's defunct.
Yeah, it had some bad management, but whatever. It was awesome. I mean, just the thought behind it and the passion behind these doctors who were not interested in doing filling after filling after filling, and then
mm-hmm.
slowly evolving into recognizing the airway as part of what they needed to do. So I'm right with you with this idea that you notice even today, however many years after you've graduated, that you're still using those techniques either on purpose or kind of stealthily.
Subconsciously. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. It totally changed everything. Mm-hmm. I gave up my permanent parking place in my orthodontist's office. Somebody else gets that spot.
Mm-hmm.
But the ironic thing is you'd think that after everything I'd went through that I would have the Hawkeye for it happening under my own roof. So going forward, huh?
Cobbler's kid, he's the one without
shoes. Oh, yeah, exactly. Living proof of it. Right under my nose, my three-year-old son, you know, mouth breathing, sniffling, especially, you know, I noticed, okay, so he's got allergies in the springtime, and I would mm-hmm. treat that holistically. But I it was like right under my nose. My sister even pointed out, wow, have you, you know, seen about his tonsils or things like that? I'm mm-hmm. like, what? And fortunately, I was seeing Joy at the time, mm-hmm. and she said, Rhonda, you need to take him and have him evaluated.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and guess what? Right down my road. And I was horrified.
Isn't that
crazy? It's insane. Horrified.
Well, you're and the mom.
And there it was. So I know. I was supposed to know these things. And after all I'd been through, I mean, I could stand in line at the grocery store and go, that one needs it. Ooh, mouth breather there. Oh, that one needs some help. It's amazing how now it jumps right out at me. You could spot him a mile away, but yep. Unfortunately for my son, I was a little late, not really too late, because he was probably 5 or 6 when we finally underwent treatment for him. But And I try to explain, even whipping out my x-rays full of, you know, steel-faced mama that could probably set off the metal detector at LAX, that this is what I'm saving him from. This is why you're, you know, doing these exercises. This is why I'm after you for all this. But it's you know, tough sell when it comes to kids. So we do what we can to keep them engaged. But yeah, it's generational, and that awareness also needs to be brought into families, I think.
I agree. You know, there is a genetic component. There is a just a societal or community kind of component to this as well. If everybody in the family always breathes with their mouth open, you'd never know that somebody was not doing it right. You know, they're still all up and moving around. They go to work every day, they shave, they pay their taxes, and everything's right in the world. Oh, wait, maybe it's not.
Right. Exactly. And it is. It's so covert, because it's tied into basic human function of just eating and breathing and sleeping, that we don't notice. As long as we're accomplishing those things, no one's really paying attention to how well that's getting done, to what effectiveness.
So what's disappointing to me, Rhonda, is that none of your professionals noticed it either, or had the professional curiosity necessary to make this next leap, to not just go right to the knife or right to the brackets and bands. That's the part that's always really distressing to me. That, yes, it takes a while to get known, but, you know, where is your professional curiosity? You promised to take care of patients when you graduated from school, and that doesn't mean that your education stopped the minute you graduated. Sorry, I'm spanking everybody today. I'm so crabby.
Well, I'm glad I'm a few miles away then.
Yes, really just bad that you had to go through all of that. Mm-hmm. And Joy was just down the street from your orthodontist years before, you know, did he not know that she was there, or what's the story there?
I honestly don't know. I could, I wouldn't speak for him, but I tend to agree with you on, you know, a rather harsh assessment of much of the way the medical community addresses issues, or the way they're taught it, and the psychology of us as, you know, consumers. It's sort of doctor pharmacy home, this holy trinity of doctor pharmacy home, that we don't really take a more proactive or holistic approach to addressing issues in the body other than a pill or a knife. And so that's also somewhat changing, thank God for the better, in as we move forward in time, that there is more there are more non-invasive measures that we can take and heal ourselves and correct things and start earlier and look at it from a basic standpoint, as to waiting until things are a train wreck and then having to go to extremes to correct it. And fortunately for my son, I was able to do that. He did get treatment in myofunctional therapy as well as orthotropics.
Wow.
And his jaw is forward. He's still in the process because he's growing. He's only 15 at this point. But he, like I said, his x-ray will not look like mine, full of pins in the future, because of what we were able to do while the growth plates were still moving. And I'm grateful for that. I'm truly grateful for that. So
you're taking advantage of growth, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just steer the ship in the right direction, and you know, you can head off all kinds of things to work prophylactically. And myofunctional therapy is front and center on that. I mean, the earlier the intervention and the diagnosis, and of course, like you said, getting the medical community to connect these dots earlier can save so many people.
So many people,
so much heartache,
and
so much expense,
so much money. you know, so much money. We're drowning in medical debt. And it's because these things aren't addressed, and they're not looking at prevention or taking prevention seriously, which as a dental hygienist, that's my flag, you know, is to just say, let's prevent all these problems. Why are we spending billions of dollars here and there when we could address this much earlier? We could have the schools noticing this in their children earlier. They're the these kids all the time. So, I don't know, I guess it's professional responsibility of the teachers as well. It doesn't only have to be the doctors and the hygienists.
Right.
It takes a village.
Right, and the parents. Parents, I don't think there's a parent out there that doesn't want what's best for their children. And I'm living proof that you can be blind to a case right under your nose. And it is just raising awareness with the, obviously with the pediatric professionals in dental and medical, to raise their awareness when they start seeing these things very, very early on during those constant health checks that children get, you know, early on.
Right.
You can spot them pretty quickly and address it then. So it's all about raising awareness, which is, you know, kudos to you for doing these shows to help people hear it. And, you know, we may all say the same thing, but we're all saying it in a different way. So the more people that may hear the message in whatever way they receive it, the better, the more people we're helping to save what I went through. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm 100% in agreement with you on that. So I do a lot of writing, and I do the podcasts, and I have a couple of things up on YouTube and stuff like that, but you support the myofunctional therapists themselves by providing a really dynamite service, which I was so happy to know was available.
Well, good, because that was, like I said, sitting there going through the treatment, and my son was very young at the time, probably 3 or 4, and then he embarked on it. But it became a passion project to sort of create something to support what you guys are doing without actually becoming a practicing myofunctional therapist myself. Mm-hmm. So I created a company called Myo Made Easy. It was pointed out to me that the things needed, as I know from a patient, were tedious and complicated and stole a lot of time that was consumed in collecting the tools and products for
and
treatment
sourcing.
For patients.
Sourcing.
Oh, yeah, sourcing. Oh, yeah. So I created a company that provides kits that are already put together, and having been a patient and my son being a patient, I work really hard with this company to find colorful items, any little thing that we can do to engage the patient in any way, rainbow this, colorful that, anything that we can do. I even found a way on a product that we have called Sticky Spot, which, having used it myself, wasn't my favorite part. Effective, extremely.
Yeah.
But not my favorite part. So I found a way to flavor it. It just lightly flavor. It's not going to be a Tootsie Roll where they're tempted to chew it down and, you know, ask for another. It's just a light thing that we do to just engage compliance. Because, like I said, having been a patient and having been a parent of a patient, I know that compliance is a lot of the resistance that you face with kids. Keeping them engaged is part of it. So, so we've been in business for 13 years, and we are, I think, probably the number one provider in the U.S., but we ship all over the world. We've got customers in New Zealand, Australia, Latvia, Canada, Hong Kong, all over Western Europe, Israel. I'm keeping track now of all corners of the earth, so it's kind of fun.
Crazy. I had no idea it was that gigantic.
Yeah, we've really reached out there, and I try to do my part as a patient and as someone providing this for you guys, so you're out there not focusing on sourcing or providing the tools for treatment, but just get that done so you can focus on helping as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. That should be the least of your concerns. And so that's what I decided to do, to try to contribute to this community, to just make it easier to get more people help.
So do you have like a team of people that assemble these kits, or is it just you and your son, or, and do you
I've got
your house, or, I mean, this sounds like a pretty big deal. You must have like a little.
Yeah, no, we've got a few employees. We're growing slowly. Mm-hmm. We're always looking to expand the product line, which we have lately. And there's a new product that I'm really excited about. I'm about to make a deal with a doctor in Australia to carry a very important product here in the States.
Oh, good.
And we just constantly expanding. And we carry everything from little mouth puppets to help the patient see. Children love them to see. Now, where do you mean the spot? Well, right up here. And they can play with a little thing.
Uh-huh.
A wonderful, colorful, illustrated book called Tucker the Tongue Finds His Spot. He goes on a little adventure all over the place until he finally figures out that he belongs, nice, warm, cozy, perfect spot just for him, up on the roof of the mouth, which is great when your parents are reading at night to their kids, to have it in the waiting room to help the children and the parents understand what they're going to be coming, you know, into doing and to focus. And that's a wonderful tool. So we just provide a wide variety of tools for the patient and the myofunctional therapist to use in just to make treatment easier and simpler.
It really is easy to order supplies from you. And I've, you know, sometimes we had like a little family or something where I needed some more of this or some more of that. And I thought, well, I'll just go out and I'll just find some of this kind of tubing on my own. I spent probably 12 hours looking for tubing. First of all, I couldn't remember it was called surgical tubing, and then it was like this, and then it was that, and then you had to buy 60 feet of it, and I'm like, oh my God, ugh.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, unless everyone wants to put a warehouse in their office,
right.
You know, or,
I'm like,
or,
this is ridiculous. Yeah. I really just am not interested in that.
So, we also structure things where it to make it easier, whatever works for the myofunctional therapist, they can either stock up with a discount because we offer quantity discounts, or they just direct their patients.
Yeah.
Go order a kit. When it arrives, make your appointment. Come see me. Boom. Mm-hmm. So either way, we just work with whatever is needed to get that patient going.
Awesome. And then how do people find out about it? You have a website, right?
We do, undergoing a massive renovation, which should be exciting, much more interactive and intuitive. That's available. Anything is really simple, myomadeeasy.com.
And there's two E's, made and easy. So don't think you have to be
just
funny.
Exactly the way
it's
spelled, yeah. It is funny, and there was a debate about that. Do we make it look pretty, or do we just spell it the way it is? Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay. And we're just going to spell the words the way they are actually spelled. So that seemed like the simplest way to go about that.
Ron,
yeah,
it's
pretty easy to find.
It was so nice to talk to you, and I really appreciate you taking the time to tell your story once again so that a new audience can hear what it is that happens when your muscles are just not working right and the benefits that happen once they are.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on the show, Shirley. You're doing a great job with this. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So there we have it. That was Rhonda Collier from Myo Made Easy and talking about her OMT adventures. Thank you for listening to CrossLink Radio. This is Shirley Gutkowski, integrating oral and systemic health. This episode is one in a series of episodes that I recorded at the Academy for Applied Myofunctional Sciences Congress in Chicago, Illinois, in March of 2017. I interviewed quite a number of the speakers and guests at that meeting, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing this episode on Twitter, on Facebook, and anywhere else you can get this word across.